Chapter 19. Daily the child sank lower and steadily lower towards the grave, and daily the sorrowing old watchers carried gilded tidings of her radiant health and loveliness to the happy mother, whose pilgrimage was also now nearing its end. And daily they forged loving and cheery notes in the child's hand, and stood by with remorseful consciences and bleeding hearts, and wept to see the grateful mother devour them, and adore them, and treasure them away as things beyond price, because of their sweet source, and sacred because her child's hand had touched them. At last came that kindly friend who brings healing and peace to all. The lights were burning low. In the solemn hush which precedes the dawn, vague figures flitted soundless along the dim hall and gathered silent and awed in Ellen's chamber and grouped themselves about her bed, for a warning had gone forth, and they knew. The dying girl lay with closed lids and unconscious, the drapery upon her breast faintly rising and falling as her wasting life ebbed away. At intervals a sigh or a muffled sob broke upon the stillness. The same haunting thought was in all minds there. The pity of this death, the going out into the great darkness, and the mother not here to help, and hearten and bless. Helen stirred. Her hands began to grope wistfully about, as if they sought something as he had been blind some hours. The end was come. All knew it. With a great sob Esther gathered her to her breast, crying, "Oh, my child, my darling." A rapturous light broke in the dying girl's face, for it was mercifully vouchsafed her to mistake those sheltering arms for another's, and she went to her rest murmuring, "Oh, Mama, I am so happy I longed for you, now I can die." 2 hours later Esther made a report. The mother asked, "How is it with the child?" "She is well." Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.